lot of football, a lot of hockey, a lot of stuff to get to. And, of course, the Antonio Brown story that never dies, man. Never dies yesterday. And I don't know. I always love this. And I consider him the greatest coach in any sport. Matter of fact, honestly, it's probably not even close as we sit up here today talking about Bill Belichick, right? Clearly the best coach in any sport.
Yeah, I mean, who can you compare at this point to him?
No one.
Yeah, there's not that many people you could throw
in professionally. Now, yeah. You know, you want to get into Saban stuff or something, but for
Greg
the system,
Popovich, is he the closest?
No.
Yeah.
No, maybe, yes. Yeah. But listen, under the system, the way it's set up, I always say this, if you know what you're doing, it's set up where the NFL, actually, I love the system they have in place to allow bad teams to get good pretty quickly with the system that works, and everybody works under the same money. It's not a Dodger or Yankee situation. So they really do. They don't want it to get caught up in market where you have more money in L.A. than you do in Buffalo or Cleveland. So I do like the system and the way. So Bill Belichick, just getting back to yesterday, like I don't know what Bill Belichick thought he was going to get at his press conference yesterday, and he was a little bit of a jackass, but he is, and he gets away with it because he's, like Nick Saban, great coach. But they went after him pretty good yesterday.
Yes, they did.
And, you know, the sexual assault, and who knows. He said, she said, I don't think anything personally is going to come out of it, but I'm going to sure the hell after watching Omar get blasted yesterday, be real careful.
Good God, yeah. Good
Woo! God. Omar. At least he didn't hit him with the Cuban thing yesterday.
Yeah,
so it was
that's
good.
That's on the back burner at this point.
Right.
That whatever he said about that about Cuba, no one cares anymore about that.
Well, listen, he was lucky his Cuban take didn't get picked
right.
up. But his comments yesterday when he decided to get into legal matters a little bit with sexual assault, he found out he didn't have a lot of friends, black or white, around the country.
No. When you have a hot take like that that goes viral, it usually is not good for anybody.
Yeah. So I'm listening to Bill Belichick, and they said, you haven't answered the question. Well, you know, what'd you expect? And he was out practicing today. I mean, you know, and Bill Belichick's given those short, jerky answers that he gives.
We're on to Miami.
And he's on to Miami. Yeah, you're on to Miami, but you have a guy that's been talked about now and for – more than any player in the NFL over the last whatever amount of months, if you want to go back to the Pittsburgh.
Since March.
Since the end of the Pittsburgh season last year and what happened to them and everything else. So, yeah, but he's old number one right now, and he's up there, and everybody has got a strong opinion on him. And unfortunately, we do this, and we got a lot of stuff we're going to get to. We're not just going to sit and hit a guy in our backyard from Miami and Antonio Brown. But we are guilty, and especially in today's media, we are guilty of deciding whether somebody, by what we hear and what we think of that person's character, of saying whether they're guilty or not guilty before they have a day in court, before they get with their attorneys and anything else.
Due process.
Yeah, we're very, very guilty of all that stuff. So anyway, I'm sure you guys are getting it when you go out and everybody asks you your opinion and what do you think's going to happen and is he going to play this week? And I go, I don't really think it matters if he plays this week except another hometown guy, I mean, another guy grew up down here gets to come home and torch his team. But outside of that, it doesn't matter. They got a really good football team. And the question is how is Bill Belichick, who already has come out, I knew this was coming. Well, you know, we had Randy Moss, and that worked out. And Randy had his issues, and when he got here, he never had them again. Haven't we talked about this with Riley and all these guys that are great coaches, how they think they can rehab a guy?
Anybody.
Even though other teams, like, I can hear Bill Belichick going, who's GM? He's everything. Like, even though he doesn't have all the titles, everybody knows Bill Belichick has
runs
final
everything
say.
On that team, right.
He signs off on how much you make.
Right.
So Bill Belichick is sitting there and going, Raiders are dysfunctional. Tomlin's overrated. Tomlin let him get away with some stuff, and they're not winning any championships. But the culture, man. Our culture is a good one. And he's had success, in fairness, with some guys that have been known to be D-bags on other teams right. through the years.
He's also had a lot of guys walk in there and then walk out because it didn't work out.
No, we don't talk about those guys.
Right.
But there have been guys that either weren't smart enough to learn what they were doing.
Albert Haynesworth, Chad Johnson. You can go through a list of guys that went there for
lazy,
the, quote, rehab of the New England rehab, and it didn't work. Right.
Now, listen, man, he ain't going to give you a hall pass just because he doesn't need you. I mean, one thing the message was sent in week one, the way they beat up the Pittsburgh Steelers.
We're good.
On Sunday night. Listen, we'll take you.
Right.
And you're going to make us better, but we don't need you.
Right.
You'll make things easier if you figure this out and you actually want to do it the Patriot way, which I guess Belichick doesn't like the Patriot way stuff. Anyway, they're coming down here. We'll get more into all that stuff.
Spread's moved up to 20, 19.5 or 20 on some sites. Yeah.
Started at 14.5, and it's rising, man. It's definitely rising. So yesterday, and this is something we never talk about, T-Bone Pickens, famous – Oklahoma State alumni, if you follow college football, his name's on everything because he's given so much. He passed away yesterday at age 91. His whole life was making money at Oklahoma State. And he made billions. He gave $652 million to Oklahoma State.
Yep.
$652 million. You know, not just sports, but, you know, he throws money. They all seem to be involved in the business school, like to put their name on the business school. But you get one of those guys, and I'm always amazed. No matter how much money you have, when your school is that important to you for whatever degree you had and great experience and being able to do it, to have the finances to do it. And we got a guy down here in Stephen Ross that's given – I couldn't find the amount last night from the business school and sports department. But it's got to be right around that number, too. It's got to be way over a half of a billion dollars that he's given to Michigan and is the, you know, the Ross Business School and all the things he gives. And they call him, you know, the joke around here is he owns two teams, Michigan and the Miami Dolphins. And then there's Phil Knight out with Oregon.
There's
who
your
is
number
worth
one guy.
Billions of dollars, worth billions and billions of dollars with Nike. And the founder of Nike and the whole thing. But I couldn't find the amount, but it's got to be hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars that Phil Knight has given, not to mention the cool logo stuff. I mean, that value, if you could handpick a guy, right, you guys want Phil Knight,
oh,
right?
Yeah, of course.
Phil Knight's the guy because he's doing
Nike.
The cool stuff.
Yeah.
The Nike stuff with the kids is cool, right? All the new. And by the way, they get more new helmets and cool jerseys and their shoes and – everybody else's stuff, and although Under Armour does it with Maryland too, and they seem to get some pretty cool stuff as well. But anyway, just a quick mention of T. Boone Pickens this morning, 91 years old. They used to call him the president, the athletic director. I mean, when you give that much money, you pretty much, you can talk about high standard of academics and everything, but you go through him before you do anything. You
hire anybody
or anything else.
I like this quote. I'm satisfied with my giving. I don't want a bigger suite or better parking spot or another honorary degree. I want championships across the board.
No,
That's what he was donating money for.
Yeah,
I love that.
I think all those guys, all of them, that's what it's about.
Yep.
I think you're there and you're going, you know, and Oklahoma State's had some good teams, good offenses, struggled a little bit on the defensive side of the ball, but really entertaining for college football, those shootouts they've had with Texas and Oklahoma and with the things and the fact that they get the talent they do, he's probably a big part of it because of the facilities they have and all the other stuff. So anyway, we got all that stuff. We are live here at Panthers Arena, and we'll be having a bunch of guests coming up this year. And I've said this more than once. I believe they have the best professional athlete in our town of the four sports by far in Alexander Barkov. You guys can give me your opinion. I don't think it's close. Barkov's a top 10 or 12 player in hockey coming off 96 points.
Do any of the other teams have a top 10
goals.
Or 12 player?
Well, Xavier Howard's pretty good.
But he's not a top 10 or 12 player in the NFL.
No. That's what makes Barkov,
right, yeah.
Barkov really good. But if you think about it and open up and – you start throwing out guys that are really good right now. And to be honest, Huberdeau's coming off a great year. He's right up there too. So what I'm trying to say is Panthers, now Dale Towns brought in Coach Quenneville. They They got it all set up, man. And this has got to be the year that it's actually a great time for them to get more of the market in sports market. And I'm not saying all of a sudden if you're not a hockey fan, you become a hockey fan. But I think people that know hockey, they're going to be able to the fans that grow up and love all sports, they're going to be able with this group, because this is by far, in my opinion, the best of the four teams, not even close. And we'll see how it goes. Listen, the Panthers may end up making the playoffs, and the Heat might make the playoffs, and Panthers don't. But they got a really good team. They added a top goalie, which they've complained about. They got a coach that's won Stanley Cups. They got Dale Tallon, who I still believe you need somebody like Pat Riley and Dale Tallon to run your sports team. I'm sorry. I hope nobody takes it as a shot, but you need a guy like these guys that are actually guys in the business. The Mike Tannenbaum kind of guys. I'm just using Mike as an example so he didn't get upset and my phone doesn't go off here in the next 5 minutes after I say this.
Yeah, probably too late.
But Mike's was a finance guy when it started, but his ego, he had to get into the football side of it, as in players. And hell, you start doing that, we might as well start doing that. Right,
of course.
I mean,
yeah.
It's just.
I mean, I play Madden, so I know the salary cap. So
anyway, that would be the thing. And so I think they're set up nicely, man. Dale Tallon, Quinville worked together in Chicago, coming down, got a system, knows what works because they've done it. They've been there. And Randy Moeller will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. But they got a nice team. They got a really nice team. They're going to be a lot of pressure. And we'll see how they do. And I know Tampa Bay's there, who is, you know, they're going to open up with October 5th. And they are loaded, even though, boy, how about that? Break a record in a regular season for points and get knocked out in the first round of the play. They didn't win a game, did they? I think they got swept. It was crazy. Anyway, we got to go to break. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. United States, not a good day for them in basketball yesterday. Oof. And the news coming out of California has got the NCAA just a little bit worried. I kind of like it. I don't know what's going to come of it. I think there's going to be some big, big changes coming with the NCAA, who outside of Roger Goodell gets ripped more than any group, right? There is, would you say?
Well, Roger Goodell took the heat off the NCAA a little bit just by being himself. That's it.
Poor Roger's going, right. Oh, now another sexual assault.
More, right.
And how do I treat him? Because I don't want Kraft mad at me every time this happens. But if I do it, and then the other guys, and if I don't do something, yeah.
They had to wake him up because they had another incident. Roger, wake up, man. We got another assault.
Don't worry. He calls his guys and goes, how in the hell are we? He goes, this is the one I get ripped on the most. How are we going to handle this now? Do I take him out for a couple of weeks and we just pay him and get him off the side? I don't know. Anyway, we got to take a quick break. We'll have a lot more for you when we come back.
All right, Sunday, Dolphins and Patriots at Hard Rock Stadium. Injury report came out yesterday, the official one. Brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Did not participate. Trent Harris, Rashad Jones, and Albert Wilson. Limited was Bobby McCain, Jonathan Ledbetter, and full participation was Charles Harris and Walt Akins. That is brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
All right, we are live here at Panthers Arena. Did they change their name? I keep saying that.
It's a BB&T Center.
It is still the BB&T.
By the way, you ever think we're sitting as we sit here in the dark that it's you? Like these kind of things follow you.
You mean like the lights go?
We're sitting here in the dark. Yeah. You have a flashlight out.
No, it's fine. It's fine because it's the Panthers, and it's not the ongoing same problems with the like our radio station. So it's fine.
I think we're okay now.
Anyway, okay. Zach coming through with a positive. Zach, you're good for life, man. Right. Don't you worry. You're good. You're good with
you
the
know
with
why?
Station.
Because if you're always negative and you always think negative, man, life's tough, man. Life's rough.
Well, listen.
Well, they can't screw up today. I got a hat out of it.
Yeah,
so.
No. Right. You guys got hats, and you guys are fine. So don't worry. You guys are in good shape. Hey, by the way, we got Thursday night football. Speaking of being in real good shape tonight, and we'll see how Tampa Bay and Carolina could be a good one. Especially with old Christian McCaffrey, man, Mr. Fantasy Football.
That's right.
Over 200 yards and of total offense and off to a great start. He did something that you don't see a lot. I don't know. Again, I know we probably talked too much about you're not going to be able to hold up getting hit that much because you're talking about a guy that had 10 catches and 19 carries. So he touched the ball 29 times. And he's not a big guy, as most people know. But he played every snap.
That's very impressive.
Usually offensive linemen and the quarterback. But, yeah, that's to see running backs and the way they go down and the way they get treated and their short careers. And he's like, hey, man, get me the ball. I want to play. So we have all that stuff going on. Of course, the other story yesterday and the Antonio Brown story. It's going to be hard for anybody anywhere in the country to get through an Antonio Brown and not talk about him, right? I mean, with everything now, now allegations from a trainer of sexual battery, better known as rape, and Omar Kelly jumped in pretty good. Omar Kelly must have jumped in real strong with his tweets because he got blasted by Deadspin yesterday for his take. And by the way, he did an apology at the end to tell you, apparently. I don't know if he did it on his own or if the Sun Sentinel said, hey, Omar, this is a bad take. I mean, your Cuba take was really bad.
Yeah, this takes to a
whole
new
level. But this one is.
Right. But there's a key word, take, right? Like, no one should have a take on this story. It happened 2 days ago. No one knows the facts of this story. And the
either
bottom
way,
line is,
right.
The bottom line is both these people's lives are going to be potentially ruined from this thing, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's a really sad story, and to come out on Twitter with like a hot take on it, I mean, your opinion on it is really uncool.
Yeah, I would agree. And by the way, you got people on both sides that have already, there's been enough people out there, decided who's innocent and who's guilty and everything else that's going on. So you're right, but Omar will be he'll learn this time. I mean, for him to do an apology, and listen, I don't think the guy should be fired or anything else, but because everybody's brother's given their opinion on social media, and I don't know, you know, is it different for a guy that writes for the Sun Sentinel?
But it's the world we live in, right? Everyone wants to be first to get to something. Everyone wants to have the first opinion that you know, or the hottest take and get the most retweets. And again, this is a story that nobody should have an opinion on right now because there's not enough facts. Obviously, Antonio Brown's attorney's going to come out and say one side. The other people are going to say the other side, and at the end of the day, both of these people, that's going to screw up their lives significantly, right?
Well, that's the other thing was Drew Rosenhaus came out. And
what is he doing?
Well, listen, he
Why
doesn't
Why is he
know.
On SportsCenter?
Well, like, he's all over everything.
He's trying to win the court of public opinion?
Yes, he is. And you know what? I how many people roll their eye when he's going, I know Antonio's innocent. Were you there? Drew, were you there for any of the workouts? And if you read some of the stuff that was done, were you there to watch that, too, so you know for sure?
He screamed cash grab twice live on SportsCenter yesterday.
Yeah. He did that, and he also mentioned –
he's wrong. I mean,
he also mentioned he's got two kids. I think he said two daughters. And I'm like, listen, man, that doesn't change whether I got a daughter or not. I happen to have three daughters. But doesn't – you can have an opinion on this one way or the other or no opinion at all. Has nothing to do with how many girls you have or anything else like – well, I'm a little more sensitive to it because I have daughters. Get out of here. Come on, man. Yeah, I'm with you. Every time I see him going out there, and I get he's doing on behalf basically of Antonio Brown, and it's in the name of business and getting more players. And
he needs his guy to play football to get paid. Drew Rosenhaus doesn't get paid.
This has to be more important than that. And I'm sitting watching SportsCenter yesterday, and they say Drew Rosenhaus coming up next. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Like, can't this guy lay low for just a little bit? Like, this is kind of a serious situation here. He's not rambling.
He's not even the attorney for the case.
He's a sports agent.
I respect that he believes his client. I mean, that's fine. He knows Antonio Brown. If he believes him, he believes him. But don't go on SportsCenter.
I think it's a bad look for Drew. And I know Drew pretty well. And I think it's like, Drew, stop. I saw it yesterday. I was like, Drew, stop. Of course, everybody wants to have him on and get his take on it. And now he's getting blasted because he comes out and says, well, Antonio Brown and I were afraid that or thought this might be coming out. I guess we found out New England didn't know anything about it when they signed him. And
that's got to be on Drew too, right? I mean, that thing didn't just pop out of nowhere.
I think he should have given him a heads up.
Right, right.
But, you know, maybe
someone was at fault there.
Maybe there's another story out there. But, yeah, like, hey, I know you guys really want him and we really appreciate it. Coach Belichick, but we just want to give you a heads up. Something might be coming out over the next few days besides whether he's going to be on time or social media stuff
right.
or anything else. There might be some rape charges coming. We're just giving you a heads up. We're innocent, but we're just giving you a heads up while he's running routes out there. So, yeah, it's been a weird one, man.
Yeah. Well, it's been a weird one since March with him, since he got traded to the Raiders.
Antonio Brown, I have never talked so much about great social media stuff that he's done. Pouting and leaving because you're not happy with your helmet, like a 7-year-old in youth tackle football. Hell, they don't bitch that much. All the other stuff, even if you want to frostbite on your foot for a guy that you would think would know how to use that stuff, but he gets mad, he pouts and he leaves. Like, dude, it's not normal for an athlete to pout and leave. You can pout and you can have confrontations. Those have happened forever between GM and player and coach and player and player and player. But to actually leave and not show up because you're so upset, that's not normal. Even great players don't do that.
Joe, go to his Instagram video when he was released. Just go back to that, too. Free at last. Can't wait to get out of here. I mean, come on. This guy's not normal right now.
So anyway, the social media stuff and all the other stuff we've gone through and is he going to be on time and freelance route running and all the stuff. So it's incredible. All the different angles. Antonio Brown. And, oh, by the way, guys, if that's not enough for you guys to talk about with me, how about my personal trainer I went to college with that little sexual assault allegation in there too. That just puts icing on the cake, doesn't it? Big-ass cake, and then on the top is, oh, by the way, that's nothing. All the other stuff I've done to get those fines and then leave and not end up playing for you. Here, put this a little bit with starting with the Patriots.
Being late to meetings and social media stuff doesn't seem as bad right now, right?
Not even close. No,
yeah,
no,
exactly.
No, this is pretty serious stuff, one way or the other. And we're probably find out what's going to happen here. Actually, you know what? We probably won't find out. It's going to be a he said, she said, right?
Right.
No, what are they going to prove? Like,
they can't prove anything right now. They can't.
Well, I mean, even David said this could take – David Weinstein was on with us yesterday, said it could take over a year.
Right.
Right, so he'll just play under a dark cloud. You guys
You think he plays?
Yeah.
I don't.
You don't think he plays at all?
Oh, he plays.
I don't think he plays this season. I think they'll suspend him going into this game this week, and I think they'll put him on the commissioner's –
You think he gets the Adrian Peterson? That's
yes,
the Adrian Peterson treatment.
I truly do. With
we're going to pay you and leave.
As bad as that lawsuit is, all the stuff in there, I don't see a way that the commissioner and the NFL let him go out and play.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he plays. I think he plays.
I do, too.
By the way, they've mishandled just about every incident, the NFL, especially dealing with women. So I think that they're going to hammer him on this one. I really do.
That's good take. They have mishandled just about everything.
Yeah. I mean, what would you do? So here's the thing. You always rip the commissioner. You say he always does the wrong thing. You
right.
have some of the facts here, right? You have
he wouldn't be
Antonio
playing.
Antonio Brown is.
He wouldn't be playing.
Right?
No, he wouldn't be playing. But let's take into this. Roger has dealt with Kraft before and almost looked like it cost him his job.
Right.
Jerry Jones is not a big
no.
Goodell fan.
Nope.
And so he's got him basically on the other side. I always feel like Kraft and Jones are going after each other a little bit. Like, you got my guy,
right.
You got my guy. You better be doing it to him, or your ass ain't going to have a job. And Kraft's going, I'm really disappointed, Roger. I thought we were better than that. So he's got a couple of owners that seem to have a little more power than others that haven't been happy with him. Jerry Jones, number one, who looks like he openly tried to get rid of the guy. So. It's going to be great to see, and the league has been hammered for the way going back to Ray Rice on
right.
the way they've handled
domestic
every one of these.
All this, yeah.
And
if he doesn't get put on the exempt list, the Patriots are not going to be the ones that sit him. The only person that sits this guy is going to be the commissioner's office. It's not going to be the Patriots that do it.
Oh no, I agree with you there
right.
too.
There's no chance that. That Robert Kraft and Belichick say we're not playing him because of the allegations. No, because they're allegations.
He was practicing yesterday, wasn't
of
he?
Of course. Well, I mean, think.
We're just going to warm you up here.
Right.
Number one's on the field.
Right. Unless the commissioner's office calls Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick and says we're putting him on the exempt list, that guy plays. Maybe not Sunday. Maybe he's not ready to play. But at this point, Bill Belichick is getting him ready to play football. That's all he cares about.
It's just going to continue to get worse.
Right.
Anyway, because she's going to go speak to the NFL next week.
Right.
When she's done getting married, like Schefter said.
But that's after the game on Sunday.
Yeah.
By the way, it's a little different.
The timing's That tweet was a little bit strange. And Schefter
going through a sexual assault. And by the way, NFL, if you don't mind, I'd love to meet with you next week about all the stuff I've already sent out. But I'm getting married first, and we're not going to spend a little money, and then we'll be back, and we'll
everything's already prepaid for.
We'll get going. Yeah. Now everybody kind of goes from Foxborough to Roger.
That's right.
What are you doing? What are you going to do on this
one? NFL offices. That's where it is now.
We got a nice story here, though. We got the Florida Panthers media day today. And they'll actually start practice tomorrow. They got their home opener October 5th, Tampa Bay. We'll be in town first. We got some great guests coming up, including the new goalie. We got Alexander Barkov going to join us. Randy Moeller will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. The president and CEO will also join us. We got a lot of stuff that we'll get to. Leave it to California and the Senate for approving in 2023 college athletics, and athletes will be able to get paid for appearances and endorsements. It's called the Fair Play to Play Act. Fair Pay to Play Act. And so the NCAA is not happy, and the rest of college football and basketball is probably not happy, going, oh, this is not fair. You're basically, they get scholarships, and they're going to be able to get money for appearances and jerseys and all that, shirts, T-shirts, and hats, and anything that's got their picture on it or name on it. Can't do that there. And so I think this can have a nice ending. I really do. I think NCAA is going to open up and go, damn, now we got one state doing it. The rest of them might jump in on this too. We better come up with a better program that works for everybody, which will be better for athletes.
Do you think the NCAA stays stubborn, though? Could this be the beginning of the end of the NCAA? That is a corporation?
They're threatening. Let's think. Power Five, how many schools in the state of Florida or state of California are in the Power Five? Cal, okay. Berkeley,
uh-huh.
Stanford, UCLA, and USC.
Okay.
Four schools.
That's four.
Four schools.
What if a couple other states? Big states, Texas, Florida.
Well, they're threatening to take the Rose Bowl.
Right.
Will become something else bowl.
Right. Are they going to make it the Rose Petal Bowl? Is that what they're
going
to do?
And all of a sudden, I don't know if they can knock those schools out of the Pac-12 and put in some other schools, like maybe Utah schools are in there more.
I'm sure there's a couple schools out west going, if they get knocked out, where do we apply to get into the Pac-12?
Oh, yeah.
Where do we get in? How do we get in there?
There would be a school. BYU probably might be going, hey, we look good. Utah, BYU.
Right.
Let's do that. Anyway, we got to go to break. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. All right. Welcome back and good morning, everybody. We're out of the studio today here at the BB&T Center in Sunrise, where it's media day for the Florida Panthers, who are going to look a lot different, starting with a new head coach. Coach Quenneville joins Dale Tallon at the top here to get things going. We got a brand new goalie. Bobrovsky comes in, and they got, by the way, still making trades, and a lot of veteran guys coming in to strengthen some of the other lines on this team. So doing a real nice job, and we'll talk to them. Listen, they're clearly –
On paper, the best team.
Now, I don't know if that means they finish ahead of the Heat, because I think the Heat will be right back in the playoffs or real close to it again. But you would like to think. And I understand you got to learn how to win, and the Heat expect to be in the playoffs even when certain guys aren't there. It's the whole thing they've built over the years as the most successful team we've had here in a long time. By far, the Heat have been by themselves. Everybody knows that. But the Florida Panthers, when you look at – the players they have, they had a goalie. They got a coach that I think guys are going to run through windows for. And all the talented players like Barkov and Huberdeau and the Rhett Hoffman, who came in and great trade, ends up with 36 goals, has more goals than anybody. You start looking at all those guys, and so that looks pretty good. But you got to do it on the ice, and it sounds good, and everything, and they got some great players, and they had big numbers and great on the power play. but you got to put it all together. So anyway, we decided to come out here today, be part of this. And right around the corner, the Heat are going to have their media day, and we'll be talking basketball as well. And they'll all be rolling here in no time.
Good sports time of the year. Everything's going to be up and jumping soon.
And, you know, everybody feels pretty good. And this team, obviously, if you believe the coach is still important, which I do, playing the right system, playing the right way, and you get a goalie, and you go out and you pay $10 million a year for a goalie, 7 years, $70 million contract for Sergei, that's big stuff. So they went all in. I give it to ownership and management for we got to get this thing, and we got to get in the playoffs. It's just ridiculous that they haven't been able to do it. They got a lot of good veterans that wanted to come here and be part of this thing and be with what they're trying to do. I remember wasn't too long ago, people were coming down here to pick up one more paycheck. That seemed to be a theme around here, actually, because the football had that. The Dolphins had that too, where veterans were at the end of their career, wanted to come down and pick up one more paycheck and live down here and have the family come down here for all the holidays.
Well, everybody retires in Florida, right? South
so
Florida.
We had our share of guys that came in and milked one more year out that added nothing on that whole thing. So anyway, we got all that stuff. We'll be talking a lot. Randy Moeller will join us, kick things off here. He was here early this morning. Ran into him coming out of the bathroom. It's always a good place to start, man. Run out of the bathroom early in the morning, and so Randy will join us and get us caught up on a lot of different stuff. And Barkoff will join us later on as well. So all that stuff. We've got Thursday night football, Tampa Bay, Carolina. So I don't know how many players you have. Tampa Bay's got to have one wide receiver.
A lot of people have Jameis too. This is a decent fantasy football night tonight.
Do you lose points when a guy throws pick sixes?
A pick, yes, but pick six doesn't really matter that much. But, think about it. Jameis tonight and Cam Newton, those are two quarterbacks that most people have on their, you know, in their leagues. McCaffrey was the number two pick or number three pick in everyone's draft. Not even a question. He's playing like it right now. Mike Evans on the other side. Like, there's some decent fantasy players tonight. I don't know if the game's going to be good, the fantasy impact is there.
You know what it is with this stuff, too? Like, if you're a receiver, like, and this goes back to Antonio Brown, until I don't know what's going to happen in New England. Probably won't get as many I know he won't get as many targets in New England as he would have got in Oakland if he plays. But you just got to go. And this goes back to watching the Saints the other day. And watching them play their game against the Texans. Like, their number one receiver's got a ton of targets, man. And if you give those guys, in today's rules, double-digit targets, they're going to have a lot of catches, right. And they're going to have 100 yards, and they're going to have a touchdown. And sure enough, look at who got the targets in those game between those guys, guaranteed to get you points. And but the tricky one, is that running back position. That's a little different because of the injury bug and then how much are you used. But Christian McCaffrey gets 19 carries and 10 catches. Right. So right off the bat, I think he got targeted a couple extra times. So he was targeted and carries over 30 plays in the game. For some teams last week, Dolphins, that was more than half the plays.
Yeah, you're right.
So you start looking at one guy being such a big part. I mean, somebody sitting back going, I took him 2 overall, man, I'm happy. Christian McCaffrey and
points per reception league, that's 10 points to start off with just from catches. No, don't worry about the touchdown or any of the yards.
Right.
Another story going into tonight's game, I guess it's not really that big anymore, but what about Gerald McCoy going against Tampa? He's in Carolina. He's playing against his old team tonight. Does that do anything for the – does that move the radar at all tonight?
No.
Okay.
I tell you, it doesn't move it like Landry going to play.
Right. No, that's funny you said that because I was going to compare it to the fact that Monday night
– Landry and Gase do not
– they hate each other. They don't like each other. Yeah.
I will be shocked. And listen, I might be surprised, but knowing Jarvis Landry, I don't see Jarvis Landry going out to shake hands with Adam Gase before the game. And going, hey, it worked out for everybody, and I'm here, and I got rid of you, and they got rid of me, bro.
Right.
So, and they shake hands and go, can we say it's all even?
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
I think Jarvis felt that the way, and I wasn't in any of those meetings, but felt that purposely Adam Gase tried to screw him by the routes he was running. I mean, anybody that tells you a guy's going to be happy and play without a contract, and he goes, all right, it didn't get done, and then you find out he bitches the whole season because he wants more targets, and then when you don't get a lot of balls thrown to you, you start to believe the team's doing it on purpose to keep your value down, and then they have some blow-ups, and the blow-ups get louder,
personal,
and it gets uglier, and that's what happened with those guys. So I don't think it's to that level. That one is all of a sudden is going to be a fun game to watch and see. And both teams got embarrassed the way they lost, the Jets and the Browns. I that's going to be fun to watch.
Good old Monday Night Football.
See,
how about that?
See what happens. Yeah, I'm really curious. And by the way, the Miami Dolphins situation is just keeps getting bad. Everybody's under the microscope. How will the team bounce back? By the way, everybody talked about lack of players, but the system they ran and no adjustments. It looked like amateur hour. The coaching looked, and I don't mean specific coaching. I'm talking about schemes and adjustments.
Game plans. Yeah,
just terrible, terrible. And so they've talked about it. I give the coaches credit. They have mentioned, yeah, we got to do a better job too. Yeah, well, you got to do a lot better job when you start talking about all these players that have lack of experience, or honestly, this many guys off the waiver wire shouldn't be on one team unless you're really trying to lose.
Well, it looks like that might be the case.
Yeah, that might be. And so now the question is, because I get that they want the first pick, but you got embarrassed. I mean, everybody's talking about losing by 7 touchdowns. You better start getting real competitive, and people are going to go, wait a sec. Brian Flores, you and your coaching staff know the Patriots better than anybody. And so you shouldn't be fooled. So I think there's a lot of pressure to be, I'm not saying win the game, I'm not going to sound stupid, but be competitive, more competitive. And keep,
not lose by 7 touchdowns?
Keep fans around and see what happens.
Well, so, Vegas thinks this is going to be an absolute blowout.
Yeah, when they start talking 19-20, and if it gets to more than 20 over the weekend.
I see it at 19.5 and 20 on 4 different places right now. Yep.
Well, I don't think anybody's surprised by that.
That's a lot to jump up, though, starting at 14.5 without somebody being injured or out. Like Brady's out, the spread moves.
Can you imagine, just to break that down, you're basically starting that kickoff.
20-0?
All right, it's 20-0. We're up, Patriots, 20-0 on you, and we get the ball first.
Well, it was like when we talked to Brandon Langan. They said the Alabama scored 50 or 55 was the spread. Like, how do you not take the 55 points, even though it is against Alabama, even though they came close to covering it? Starting off a game with a bet up 55, that's a nice little start.
Yeah, starting we're kicking off.
I'll tell you what, would you take the Dolphins?
With 20?
With 20 points?
No.
Yeah, like I wouldn't. I don't trust 20 points.
No, because I have seen how long Brady plays in games.
Right.
And I've seen when they try to take him out. I've seen him, and I love it. He actually threw a temper tantrum
and goes back
when they took him out of the game.
Right.
And Jason Taylor gets an interception and runs it back for a touchdown, and they put him back in the game, and they get the 7 right back.
Yeah. Gamblers weren't happy with that.
So I was like, wow, okay. Anyway, we got to go to break here. 7 o'clock hour coming up. Randy Moeller will join us. A lot more stuff to get to here. Media day for the Florida Panthers at the BB&T Center. So we're out here. No, you're not welcome to come out here today. This is private, but it opens up tomorrow for the first day of practice. It's hard, man. God, that means hockey starts up, then basketball's going to start up, and we'll have them all rolling here pretty soon.